Here we go, here we go. I'm not gonna fuck this up. We're not gonna screw this one up.
Totally not.
No.
So.
Well, now that we're here, what are we talking?
Are we back here?
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
Okay.
We're here.
Man, I'm so glad we got through that first part.
I know. Who would have guessed that, it would have taken us this long? Hello, everybody. My name is Zach Daly.
My name is Brad James.
And you are listening to No Pro Audio, episode uno.
Uno.
We did a podcast a long time ago called Zach and a Pack. Had, almost three seasons worth.
Yeah.
And, we gave up, or I gave up many times on that bitch. And
everybody thought we gave up every season, I think.
I think that was a theme later on, was just every season we said we're going to stop, we're going to quit, and then we come back with another season. So what's No Pro Audio? Well, I have no idea yet. This is the first episode. We're gonna do some things, and we're going to cut out some things, and we're going to copy and paste it, and, drag it into another file, and format it and zip it and lock it away and then bring it on a CD and put it away somewhere
and then take it out to dinner and
make sweet fucking love to it like dinosaurs, passionate fucking scaly dinosaurs making sweet dinosaur sex. It's kind of brutal. Can you imagine being a T-Rex and doing doggy position? It's not easy.
Like, watch that shit on Discovery next time.
Not a bad idea. Anyways, Brad, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
Myself? I'm the bald guy.
You like Mr. Clean.
I work, I live, I breathe, and I draw, and I like that, and... Yeah.
Why don't you tell them what you draw?
I draw manga.
Mange.
Yeah. I draw manga and all that stuff. We get a few comics going, and it's a lot of fun and pain and fun and boobs.
More pain. After masturbating to the boobs. Then you have,
it's kind of funny when you draw your own material.
After a while you get stroke burns. Well, glad to know a little bit more about you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. Yeah.
Sure, it was magical. How about you?
Oh, me. I'm black. I'm Jewish. I have one elongated nipple. My dick is a button. And, I have two left feet, one ass cheek, and three assholes.
Man, there's so much I just never realized that I didn't know about you.
Oh, did I mention I'm purple?
God.
I'm black and purple, can you believe it? That's a miracle.
It's amazing how ever changing you are.
Well, I like to change it up a bit. One day I want to be black, the next minute I want to be red. Just whatever.
Just like chaos.
Yeah, I am chaos and sweat and sex. That's what I
am. All that in a bag of chips.
Yeah. No, let's see. I'm a daddy. I'm a husband. I hang out with this guy. I like to draw comic books and write for them and critique them and get rejected by them and send them off again and make new ones and get rejected again. No, but and I work on a farm. I'm a farmer. Dealing with brown recluses, snakes, and whatever have you. And the weather. If the weather's bad, then I don't get to work. Like yesterday, I didn't get to put in a full hours, but I got $50 for that day.
I take it.
It's not bad money when you're making $10 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
First day on the job, I made $100.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So, that's me. That's me, baby. That's all me.
It's the man with the money.
Money! So, you want to tell them what you're working on, or what you have worked on?
Well, let's see. Good God.
Because, I mean, you tell them that you draw mangas, but they're like, oh, what'd you do? Oh, what'd you do? I imagine our only audience is Tori Bell, so.
What'd you do, bro? Me and Zach met up and found out that we both really like drawing, and particularly working on comics. We had our first project, we called it Shim, and actually we were thinking about thinking it's gonna have a change to it and might end up bringing it back here, but after that, I've been working on a little comic I had a friend of mine write up, and it's basically about to, let's see, God, there's a lot of story between all of these.
It's okay, take your time, Brad, we only have, 30 minutes.
Oh, God dang dementia. But
it's got a lot of hot chicks in it, let's put it that way.
Oh, this is true. See, that was a big thing. Now, Shim was a lot of fun, and it's really cool. You've got a lot of action, you've got a lot of dark moments, you've got a lot of, everything going on, everything. And, I mean, there's lots of heroes, it's just a really cool story. And the other one that I'm working on is, it's more of, first one, like Shim, would be a shonen. This one would be a shoujo. And the reason why I can't, describe it just as easily is because I don't have a name for it yet.
The manga with no title.
The manga with no title. Untitled.
It should be called That One Manga.
Yeah, it's going to be totally like...
Did you read that manga? Yeah, I read that manga.
Be like a prince.
The manga. Be the king of all mangas.
Mm-hmm.
But I like what you got going on.
I'm thinking it's cool. It's a lot more, got to work with a lot more females in it, and it's more dialogue. A more dialogue-based manga. And it's kind of a futuristic story. You got that going on. And it's kind of like a medieval times in the future, basically.
Yeah.
And a rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, that's going to be a lot to get to when I get to it.
You're just sweating balls on it.
Yeah. Doing that, and
which kind of sucks because every time I look at a page, I know that your ball sweat drips on my hands when I touch it. So,
oh yeah, I mean that's what kind of gives it that extra seal.
Oh, okay.
It really seals in the art.
Got to make sure that it doesn't rub off or anything.
Yeah. Sorry about that one page, by the way.
It's okay.
I know you got that rash after.
My hand's getting better. It's getting better. I mean, now that I'm working, out in fields and stuff like that, and I have grass allergies, and I break out in a rash. I pay less attention to that rash. So. I'm not joking, dude. That's the only thing I regret about my job is I have grass allergies, like bad. And whenever I go out there, I'm sneezing my head off constantly, and I'm just completely covered all over my arms, all over my chest, and everything just red and rash is puffy. And I'm just like itching like crazy. So it's the only thing I regret, that and heat rashes. Sucks whenever you're walking and you can't really walk. You have to sit there and walk like a crab. So I have to use monkey butt powder.
And I really wanna hope I get to see that one day. See you out there, just walk.
Just walk like a crab.
Like a crab, just going to work.
Instead of just like using a weed eater, I'm using like my crab claws to cut the grass. How's it going? Don't mind me. Cut the grass.
Okay, get log here.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna sit here and eat some of the spiders. Mm-hmm.
And then you scurry off on your back, you're like, that'd be great.
Scurry off into the sunset.
Tend to the livestock all around there.
What's going on, guys? To the rest of my crab people.
little side work going on, a work called Solitude, which got started up a long time ago, and, you know, was basically just going to be a fun little webcomic thing. I use it right now mostly for whenever I'm kind of stuck on how to get a certain page going, and I kind of play around with some scenes on that one to help me figure out what I need to do. And it's basically just a dark story about a kind of a immortal guy that's basically losing his mind.
Spoiler!
It's just like me.
Spoiler.
Spoiler?
Yeah, you gave it away.
Well, I mean, he's, you know, he's...
Well, just pretend that you didn't hear. This is the first episode. It's not going to matter, so...
Got bad things from other people. And it's just kind of messes with him.
It's got a lot of penises in it. I don't know what that symbolizes, but you know. I think it's pretty cute.
Yeah. I think it's sweet.
It's so cute.
Look at these little things. But no, actually, some women think that they're very cute.
You turn the page and oh my god, I got my eye. Yeah.
Yeah. Each page comes with its own personal money shot.
Why don't you tell them about some of the side projects that you worked on over the time?
Side projects. The side projects we've got to work with, especially me and Zach. You know, Shim was kind of our...
collaboration, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet, sweet love child.
And, oh, yeah. I mean, how's the kids doing?
Well, they're going to have to be reborn. They're all going back into the womb again. And that's not pleasant. They hate that. And they're like, you know, it was cramped in there before and dark and it stinks. But I think they're going to like, the new life that I give them. So, Too bad some of them are going to die. I have control over their lives, so their fate is in my hands.
Yep. Yeah. That's how it is.
But you also worked on another project.
We worked on, let's see... God, I worked on a little bit of Bachman for a little bit, which was an idea that's still being, I just dropped my elbow off and almost killed myself on the desk.
Damn physics.
What's wrong with the physics in these rooms?
I don't know, with all the flies flying around in here. Yeah, Bogman. That's a comic I'm actually working on right now. Recreating that one 2-point right out of the womb with my fist.
There was some help there. We got to work some on... and these are all Zach's. Zach's main ones here. Bogman. There was Arkansas Boy. And, you know, that one had a lot of cool stuff. And Zach actually really picked up on doing the webcomic material with that for the first good start of it and turned out some really cool stuff. And then did some more on it and whatnot. I got to do a background page.
You know what's funny about that? Everybody who sees that one page, they all say, "Oh, I love that page. That's the best page out of all of them." Like, I didn't draw that.
Really?
Yeah, everybody comments about that one page and I'm like, well, of course it's the best-looking page. I didn't draw that, goddammit. Brad drew it. Why can't I draw anything amazing? No, Brad works his ass off of his environments.
Sorry about that.
No. That's going to be redone, too, so...
This is true. Although I liked all the action stuff you had in that one.
I do, too, but it's going to be 10 times badass and 10 times more of piss coming right through your jeans when you read it. I mean, as soon as you turn the page, poof, you're gonna piss out your spine when you're done. You're gonna piss out your skeleton. It's gonna be amazing.
You're gonna piss out your skeleton.
Yeah, your bones and your cartilage. And
keep in mind, this may be your last experience in this world if you read the comic, but it's gonna be a hell of an experience.
It's gonna be a ride.
It's gonna be amazing.
You know, like whenever you...
That's what's going to make it so popular.
What's great about this comic, it's going to be like a roller coaster. Every time you turn the page, you keep going up higher and higher and higher, and then when you get down to the final finale, and then you die. But it's the best death and the best read you'll ever have.
It's amazing.
I'm not gonna make a whole lot of money.
I think I'm gonna have to, you know, at least.
Well, it's gonna be kind of like the crack. It's gonna be like crack.
I'm probably gonna have to.
You know, it'll ruin your life. It'll kill you. But you know, everybody has to have it.
Right. Well, I'm thinking maybe I should, you know, kind of lower it a little bit to like seizures, maybe. That way they can recuperate from it. You know, yeah, I had a seizure when I read a page. You know, I have to take a break every, you know, few hours. Because I just don't want to read it. It just spazzed the hell out. It hurts. You also worked on Evil Bunny, which is my first comic.
Yes. I got to do the inking on one page of the first one and the original. We did a bunch of the... you did all the drawing, and I got to do a bunch of inking on for the second one for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Until
we got the letter back from the publisher.
the cool part about it, though, was that comic did go all the way to the head editor, you know, and passed through all the other hurdles, you know, coming up from the other editors and stuff, and they did make it all the way to the main editor. And he sent it back, and, you know, he wasn't real bad about it or anything. He was he just said, you know, okay, need to fix these kinds of things, just this here and this here a little bit, and we can't really take a chance on so many right now, but...
Thanks, Diamond.
Keep it coming.
Thanks, Diamond. It wasn't Diamond that I sent it to, because Diamond...
Oh, yeah, Diamond's the big production...
Yeah, Diamond's the frickin' landlord that screws everybody over.
Yeah, just God. About all the comics. People.
Shit. Thanks, Diamond. Thanks.
Yeah, I loaded at work. I actually ended up having to deal with some Diamond packages getting sent to
really
whatnot. I considered just kind of like, you know, writing Diamond.
Fuck you. I probably shouldn't say this because I'm probably gonna make an enemy now, and I won't ever get published. I'll have to sit there and settle being self-published forever.
Diamond, we love you.
We love you, but I hate some of the things you do. Seriously, guys, you're making some pretty harsh decisions that is killing this industry. And, you know, some people want to get published, you know, and there's a lot of good artists that I know who deserve to be published, but it's because of the most smallest little nitpick reason. Oh, this part right here don't look too good. I don't like that. No, we can't take a chance. No, fuck you. Or, you know, oh, this guy's not black. How come he's not black? He's gotta be black. We can't publish this. Well, okay, let me just go back and make him black. Damn, Diamond. Goddamn.
See, there's gotta be his shoes are.
This isn't Batman. This isn't Batman. This shouldn't sell. Fuck, does everybody gotta be a dying superhero? No, you did some Evil Bunny. You did really good. That was your first experience with cluttered work.
Oh my god. This man trying to torture me. Now, here's the funny part is that's actually true.
I would actually draw...
In about three ways.
I would draw a page. And I would sit there and go, Brad's going to kill me when I draw this. Or I'd sit there and go, I wonder how much I can put into this to piss Brad off.
Yes. Yes. He actually did this.
Oh, God.
And we're not talking about, you know, just like, oh, you know, it's just a lot to have to ink or something like that. No, 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 no. We're talking about there being a page, and Zach can work on a, let's see, what's the correct term here?
I work on 8x11 paper.
At a microbial detail level.
Microbial?
Yeah. It's like nanotechnology.
Microbial a word?
Sure.
It is now. Today is May 12th, 2013. The time is 12:46. Microbial is now a word.
Okay, now you hear what he said. It was an 8x11 paper that he would do it, and about 30 panels. Wait a second. No. Don't check your ears. I said 30.
Not 6.
Not 6. Not 3, not 6, not 8. Anything like that. 30!
Oh, and by the way, 30 was a low number.
It was.
Oh, and backgrounds, fully detailed. And each one. How the hell can it be done? Ask this man.
Magic. Magic in the little elves in my pants.
I mean, impressive. Yes.
You have to use a little tiny pencil. I have a stick with a little tiny hand on it that holds a little tiny pencil, and that's how I draw.
I always figured on some of those parts you had like a pet germ that you gave orders to that was like trained. It was like trained, and you just had to go through with a little pen, his own little brush or pen. And you just...
I'm sitting there like whipping it. No, better. I'm whipping it with a shoelace. Get back to work, slave.
Yes, sir.
He must have been a maniacal little germ, too. I mean, he's like, yeah. You know, but, impressive shit and everything, but torturing at times. But it was good. That was quite an experience.
That was definitely fun to watch you ink out. I should do it again.
Oh, he even put it. He even had a scene where the character actually tortured me to death.
Like
literally,
drawing it wasn't enough.
Literally, and then killed me with a hammer. Although that is my way that I do want to go. You know, by being
the hammer in your eye.
Yeah, I just want to be killed with a hammer for some reason.
That's great. That's great.
I like that.
It's good to know.
But there's another thing I used to make Brad go crazy, and he's gonna have to deal with this again when I rewrite Shim.
Oh shit!
Whenever Brad figured this out a long time ago. First, what had really pissed him off when he got started with mangas with me was, you know, I saw him. I met him at Kroger when we were working at Kroger at the time, when we were working in produce. And I saw Brad just sitting there illustrating, you know, just drawing, like, you know, with a blue pencil, just, you know. They weren't exactly the best pictures at the time. They were definitely lacking, but you could see that there was a lot of potential in it. Uh-huh. And I was like, so you like anime and all that? And he's like, yeah. I was like, well, I've got a project for you if you're interested. And if you want willing to take your art a little bit further and study into it and go professional with it. And he's like, sure. And so he actually went home and, like, got all these, like, he sat there and studied and figured out all the tools that he needed to get, all the paper he needed to get. But that wasn't until, like, a month later.
Yeah, but we had a big process of, like, figuring everything that we needed and then everything we needed to learn.
To be honest, I mean, that was around the same time I was learning shit, too. I was just, like, a month ahead of you. That was it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we were...
Because that's when I was taking Evil Bunny serious.
Oh, yeah.
So... We learned a lot over the time, but anyways, the first part of it that was really maddening for him was drawing the character designs. And he would come back every day, you know, super ecstatic, ready to show me. He's like, what do you think about this? I'm like, no, no. And he would show every character to me, like, for a week. He'd be like, what do you think about this? I'm like, no, it's not right. I don't like that. And there are times I'd just be like, fuck no.
I'd be coming there like, got it this time. Okay, I think this is going to be... You know, I'm trying to get inside this man's head. And have y'all ever been inside this guy's head?
It's moist.
I was trying to get the vision down right. And then, you know, just make it look really good. And get just the real character right. You know, all the thing that goes into that. But, And there would be times I would sit there and draw it myself, and I'm sitting there looking at it myself, and I'm like, yeah, hell yes, all right, you know, I'm just like, you know, I call up and I'm like, Zach, all right, I got this for you, I'm coming over there, like, supersonic speed, okay.
Comes in with a blue ray of light.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's like cherubs around my head, you know, just singing. I'm bringing it into him, and then...
His nipples are squirting out in there. he's so excited. He's running down the street with shit flying out everywhere.
Yeah. That was quite a mess.
Took 10 days to clean it up.
Bring it to him, and he's
wish
like...
it was raining that day. Go on.
But it was... You know, I mean, too, and then he'd be, and then he'd look at it, and he'd be, and, you know, no.
He's you know, not even taking like a real long time, man. Just like, you know, about 5 seconds of and just be like,
nope.
Nah.
He started really...
Hand it back to me and be again. And I'm like, damn it.
He started really hating me after this. He was like, what am I doing wrong? And I'm like, I really don't know what to tell you what you're doing wrong. But the one character he had the hardest time with was Gino.
Son of a gun.
And I kept drawing Gino exactly the way how I wanted him to be drawn. And he kept, like, trying to, like, I guess put it in his own style, he got confused by it.
Yeah, I was desperately trying to, you know, make sure that it was a noticeable manga.
Right.
You know,
and I was like, no, Brad, this is exactly the way he needs to look. He looks completely different from the rest. And finally, you had to have somebody else draw it for you to show you how he looked. I was like, that's how I want him to look, Brad. And you were like, but that's exactly what you drew. I'm like, exactly. That's what I want. and he was like, just like he opened up to a whole new world. It's like, as soon as his eyes just went wide, it's like, whole new world. Now I know how to draw Gino. Why do I keep fucking up? And now he knows how to draw Gino. It was great. Mm.
But it was finally, you know, finally after ended up getting actual character designs that...
It kept getting more into a headache.
Right, seemingly. You know, we finally went through and started working on the comic and it ended up being a lot of fun. And of course, the other torturous part is whenever you're reading, you have to be the illustrator for Zach's writing on fight scenes.
Oh, God.
Okay, there is... this one scene that was in this kind of pilot comic where Gino, who is about to, so small he can fit on the size of the top of a fan, right?
A fan blade.
Yeah, this is how he scaled it to me, and I've never forgotten it.
He's the size of your router.
This character jumps up, punches through a zombie henchman's head, and grabs the spinal cord, rips off the head with the spinal cord, and swings it in a circle around him, decapitating all the rest of the zombies. Now you see, I had never like really illustrated for a comic at the time, and even if I had wrapped this around y'all's head as to ways you're gonna draw that. It's crazy, isn't it? How do you do it?
Do you hear that in the background?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a bird.
A bird? What the heck kind of bird is that?
I have no idea, but it does this every night. It screams every night. Like, if y'all can't hear that right now, I wish y'all could hear it, but it sounds terrifying. Like this blood-curdling scream from a bird, like somewhere in the woods, and it happens every night around this time. Freaks me the fuck out.
God.
I don't ever go outside when that's going on. Because I get too freaked out. Anyways.
But yeah, you would come across scenes like this and I would come back to him and be like, how the hell am I going to draw this?
And I was like, read it again. It's like, I wouldn't even help him.
He's like, you can do it.
Figure it out, champ. He was like, I hate you. I hate you so much. Like, it got to the point where, like, we were so... Like, that's one thing that really, you know, bothered him was the fight scenes because of how detailed they were. I mean, they were so extremely detailed. You had to sit there and, like, reread it, like, 5, 6, 7 times. And...
I'll tell you one thing, but by God, when you finally understand how to draw fight scenes for Zach, you know how to draw fight scenes.
Yeah, because they can look pretty epic.
Yeah. No, he can, they turned out looking, I mean, when you throw those in and everything, it ends up really just being a really cool action comic, and I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. That's one of my things I really love writing is fight scenes. I go extremely detailed with fight scenes just because, I don't know, something about having a really cool fucking fight that you're watching is just badass. So, that and, I was really big on detail, backgrounds, camera angles. there was times we had to sit there and actually place, like, little things on the desk and, like, you know...
Yeah.
Sit there and I'm like, okay, this is him and this is that guy and this is... Okay, and the camera angle is like this.
It's gonna be over here.
I mean, we were big on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was pages he would show me. Like, what do you think about this page? And he was so jazzed up about it, too. He's like, what do you think about this page? I'm like, I hate it. I hate it. Or there would be, like, one panel I hate and he had to redraw the entire fucking page again. Because that one fucking panel. And then it came down to the point where he started giving less a shit about it. And I still remember this fucking page. This fucking page pisses me off so bad, and he's not ever gonna remove it. And he did it just to spite me. He did this just to spite me. He draws a panel.
This is a good page. You like the page.
I like the page, but god damn it, draw some ears on the fucker. There's a page where he shows Buddy, front view, and he has no ears, and it bothers the hell out of me. I'm like, where the fuck is his ears? And you're like, well, you know, it's a front view. I'm like, you could still see the bumps of his ears from a front view. And you're like, well,
not when he's angled in the way that it's at the point like that.
Brad, look at me.
It was part of the front view.
You know, look at me. Look at me right now. Front
take
view.
In the manga style.
Can you see my ears?
Not. Yeah, but he has more hair.
So what? His hair is not over his ears.
They're not going in.
You don't know how many times I have been tempted to just take a pen and draw ears on that bastard. I was so tempted. Like, there are times he'd go to the bathroom, I was going to sneak out the page and just draw them. Give him, like, big Dumbo ears. Oh, shit. I love it. But, I guess I'll say some of those stuff I worked on. Mm-hmm. My first comic I did was Evil Bonnie. That was my first actual serious comic I sat there and researched everything, and I was learning everything with it, how to do this, how to do that, you know. And for my first comic, you know, I'm proud of it, but I could still goddamn bird. It's like it's being murdered.
Yeah,
I mean, if y'all can't hear, it's like
the murder bird.
I mean, it sounds terrifying. I mean, I remember the first time I heard that, I lit a cigarette and I heard it go off and I just pissed my pants. It was just so terrifying. I thought somebody was getting murdered. But, anyway, speaking of murder, Evil Bunny, I it's about an Easter bunny that goes around killing people. There's a good reason why, and I'm not going to go in great detail of it, but I had a shitload of panels, shitload of detail. It's like I drew like my life depended on it. But, that one got rejected. Went all the way up to the main publisher, and then, boom, got rejected. But not in a bad way. Wrote some really good criticism for it.
Apparently, he never really actually even gives criticism a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Or, like, notes.
Oh, trust me, I know. I know. We'll get to that one here in a minute. But, Then, after
starting to catch on.
Yeah. Contagious, isn't it?
It's kind of becoming a trend.
It's contagious, isn't it? Everybody's just going to run around and do the screaming dead bird.
Everybody do the murder bird.
Maybe he's trying to attempt to scare you like I did back in the produce days.
Oh my god.
Just... Anyways. After Evil Bunny was rejected, I started, you know, working on other projects like Back to the Treehouse, other work. And then I finally worked on Bogman. And I did, like, the first 15 pages, I think, of Bogman.
Yep.
Maybe 12, 15, somewhere around there. Around the teens. And had to take a break from it because I wasn't feeling too into it. Like, it was the same way with Evil Bunny. Like, it's one thing to work on a comic that you're not into, or if you're, you know, really... you just don't enjoy it, or you're sitting there stressing over it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible thing to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was so bad. Like, this is how ridiculous I got with Evil Bunny. I'd be sitting there, I remember we were at Hastings, I'm sitting there, I'm so fucking pissed off, and Brad's just sitting there hanging out with, you know, me and Deanna and talking, and I'm sitting there just furious, and he's like, what's wrong? I'm like... I'm like, I don't know what the facial structure of a monkey's face looks like.
Well, you see, in the scene, it's like the demon monkey, right?
Yeah, demonic monkey.
The demonic monkey's face is ripped off, and it just kind of like, just gets ripped off, and you see just the muscle tissue under it, you know, like it all and all that, and you know, it's this kind of twisted scene, you know, that's supposed to be saying something to the main character, and Zach is sitting here just like, just buried his nose right in it. I mean, with pens and everything, and just trying to be like, and just like stuck and just like,
I erased probably
looking
three
like
times.
He's looking like he's gonna explode. And we're just, and so I'm like, well, what's good, what is it? He's like, man, he leans up to me, and I swear there's almost a tear in his eye. Man, I don't. It is so hard. I don't know what the facial structure of the muscle tissue in a monkey's face is. And so I look at him and I'm like, dude, who reading a comic is gonna know?
It's a comic.
It's a comic.
Oh, shit.
You don't have to worry about that.
I probably erased that thing like 30 times. I probably erased that page like 30 times. I'm surprised I didn't ruin the page by that. But, I mean, that comic got me so upset. Like, there were times I did, like, this joke, and Brad remembers this. Everybody who's seen me work on this comic, they know about this moment. I was doing the Mormon joke. And there's a joke in there where it's about Mormons. He keeps killing this Mormon guy over and over and over again. He doesn't know why he keeps coming back. And I'm sitting there, I'm, like, halfway through the Mormon joke, and I'm reading through the dialogue. I'm like, fuck, there's, like, three more pages of this goddamn joke. And Brad's coming up, he's like, hey man, how's it going? He's like looking at it, and he's like, he's enjoying, because this is around the art style starts improving a lot through this. And then he's like, oh man, it's coming out really good. I was like, yeah, but this fucking joke's taking forever. I'm getting sick of it. He was just like, he's like, yeah, it is kind of a long joke. I was like, when is it gonna end? I spent like a good 2 months on that fucking joke. But yeah, Evil Bunny. I didn't enjoy working on it the whole time, but then I worked on Bogman, and I just wasn't really feeling it at the time. And then I had the idea, after, like, before Bogman, I did a webcomic called Arkansas Boy, and then I was like, alright, well, and I started thinking about it again, and I actually came up with a really cool, legit story for it, and I started coming up with the Arkansas Boy comic, and I did, like, over 20-something pages of it. And I ended up dropping it because I just started kind of losing... No, I didn't really lose interest in Arkansas Boy. That's when I started kicking into Obscure Cartoon.
Yeah.
And that was another comic I finished and tried to get it sent off to be published, but I haven't heard anything back from the publisher, so...
You got the whole website and everything up for it.
Yeah, there's a whole website up. It's like... www.obscurecartoon.webstart.com.
That's one of the... following that character on Twitter, that's some of the funniest shit.
Obscure Cartoon is one of my all-time favorite comics I've worked on so far. I had a blast working on everything when that came to that comic. When I wrote it, I was laughing my ass off while writing it. I was laughing my ass off while penciling it. I was laughing my ass off while inking it. Everything. I had a blast doing the entire fucking thing. I was just like, how fucked up can I make this comic? This whole comic was basically saying fuck you to everybody. Just like, it was like a way for me to vent in a way, in a comedic way. Like, I made fun of the comics industry. I made fun of publishers. I made fun... It's probably why I didn't hear anything back. You know, I made fun of a lot of shit in that comic. And I got it up on... my website right now for self-published. It's on sale right now.
Yeah, what is it? Obscurecartoon.webs.
.webstart.com, I think. I'll have to look it up again. But you go there, there's a link to... I think there's a link to the first graphic novel that's up for sale called Obscure Cartoon What a Hoot Pack Volume 1.
Mm-hmm. And you can find it on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's some changes I'm making on it right now, so if it looks like the website is going through some changes, just ignore it. I'm kind of reformatting it right now into a more of like a web-based kind of comic. So I will be working on Obscure Cartoon again, but right now my main focus is on Bogman.
You can tell how hard it is.
Yeah. You gotta really...
Yeah, but, you know, just don't judge it right by this moment right here. I mean, I'm making a few changes doing this and whatnot and everything. It looks great. It looks good.
Man, you don't know how many changes I've made on that thing. I was going to do a trade series. I was going to be in full color. I learned a shitload of stuff with Obscure Cartoon, and it was fun learning it. Like, I actually finally learned how to professionally color a comic.
Oh, yeah, you had some really good coloring on this.
Man, that takes forever to color a comic. It really does.
Boy, I'm sure glad I wore ink.
I mean, I do too. But, god damn it. But, now, I mean, Obscure Cartoon, it's still going to be running. Still going to be kicking. I haven't really figured out the exact format I want to go with it just yet. And when I wrote that shit, I was high as a fucking kite. I'm not gonna lie. Every single page I wrote, I was high, because that was the mindset I wanted to be in while writing. I was like, okay, what would I want to read as a, you know, if I was high and I read a comic book that was making fun of everything? Well, that's what I came up with. And man, that's some freaky ass shit. I love that comic. It has my two favorite characters I've ever created in my entire life, WTF and Nubs. My two favorite characters. And I really hope something kicks off with those two, because I really love Obscure Cartoon. That's one of my favorite projects. But right now I'm working on Bogman, and I had to make some big changes with my art style on this one, because I've been doing a lot of cartoony stuff, and now I'm kind of doing this kind of...
a little more serious-minded look.
Right.
And mood.
Right.
For the story.
Definitely not cartoony at all.
Definitely not a comedy.
No, it's not a comedy. But I'm doing that, and I'm writing the new first script for Shim.
Yeah.
So I told Brad that I'm going to kind of leave him in the dark a little bit until I get it finished. And then I'm going to just hand it to him one day and see what he thinks. Let him read it, and if he gets excited about it. I mean, I know he's got some projects going on.
See, you know what I should do? It's like you read, you know, you hand me the script, and I'm going to take about, you know, I'm not really going to read it. I'm just going to be like, you know, like flip through the pages, you know, count to myself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nah. Take it back, do it
just
again.
Just throw it down and piss on it.
Take it back, do it again. You know.
Fuck that shit. How dare you? How dare you, Brad? But, man, we've been
probably
going
can't,
on for...
Probably can't do that because I really like that story.
We've been going on for like 43 minutes now. That's pretty awesome.
Holy crap.
But, this is the first episode. We don't really know what we're going to do for the show yet. We were originally going to make this just random skits, but, I don't know what we're going to do yet. We're probably going to go with the same format we did with our last show. Maybe.
Well, shoot, that's when we were really popular.
Yeah.
We never talked about anything or had any kind of plan.
Yeah. But if anybody who's listening, you know, if you're a child molester, you know, a zombie, whatever the hell you are, you know, go to our website at noproaudio.webstart.com. And you can check us out there, bookmark us, and if you want to email us and give us some ideas, you can email us, the email is actually on the website, you can email us at noproaudio@gmail.com, and I'm not going to spell it, because that should be pretty fucking obvious how to spell that, unless you're like, well, you know, I'm bulimic.
No,
and if you're bulimic,
I can't spell.
Oh, fuck my ass. Anyways, we're gonna get some comics going, and
kiss your asshole later.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
Dearies.
I love you all.